Welcome back. We are two chicks
whining.
I'm Nina.
And I'm Robin.
And today's episode, we are talking about canned wine.
Woohoo. They look like cans of soda or beer, but not to be confused with
not
either.
To be confused. I think it's pretty smart. Whoever came up with the idea of putting wine in a can. Especially like when you, for picnics or going to the beach or to a football game or just anything that's simple. I think it's simple.
Taking them to like a house party.
Yeah. Why not? Why they should have had this when I was coming up.
Yeah.
You know. So have you ever had any canned ones before?
No. I've had them in like a juice box where you like put the straw in there. That's it though. Never had cans.
I actually did have canned wines before. They had a display at Lucky's, and they were serving them.
Were they good?
Yeah, it actually was good. I was surprised because I thought that it would have more of a, like a aluminum taste to it.
Acidic kind of, well, more so than normal.
Yeah, but it was good. It was a red wine, too, so it was perfect. Ooh. So we actually got six cans from Lucky's. We got one rosé. We got a Malbec. We have a table red wine. And then we have a table white wine, a Sauvignon Blanc.
And that one's cupcake, too.
It's cupcake. And we have just... what is this one? This is just like another white wine, like a table wine.
And they're all really pretty.
Oh, I'm sorry. One is a Chardonnay.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Maybe I'll like it.
Maybe you'll like it, Robin. That's a ugh already.
That's a scared ugh. I'm so scared.
So, like I was saying, cupcake. Like Robin said, cupcake is one of them. So a lot of makers are getting into the canned wine. Maybe it's cheaper to make. Maybe, you know.
Like produce, like mass produce.
Mass produce, yeah. Usually they're sold four in a pack.
I was like, is it like when you can create your own pack at like the alcohol store? You just create your own six pack of.
Yeah, like you create your own six pack of beer. You can create your own six pack of wine.
That's like a headache waiting to happen. Like just thinking about drinking all six of them, like
Well, it's like you have if you have a variety, you can get like all rosés, but different makers of rosés and see which one that you like. But I think this is a good way for you to try something new and you're not spending a whole bunch of money.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because the prices of these, they varied. And the key is, Lucky's is closing in Savannah.
So you got them for a good deal.
So I got them for a really good deal. Which is sad because I love Lucky's.
Was it just not doing well? I don't even know why they're closing.
I think what happened was the company, Kroger's was backing them. And so Kroger's took their money out. So therefore, they had to close. And they only kept, I think, like eight or nine stores open. And it was like, how many, like 40 stores, I think.
I know there's one in Indiana where my parents.
That one, I think they left that one open.
I think it's open still.
The one in Georgia, Savannah, was the only one in Georgia. So, and it's a Colorado company. So, I think, you know.
Well, the location of it was kind of crummy, so.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it was Midtown. Saying, right off of that busy road, it was kind of like.
I don't know.
Hectic. They should have put it over like by Publix.
It was by Publix, Robin.
In the same parking lot. You know what I mean.
Anyway, like I said, I'm sad about Lucky's closing, but these canned wines, you can find them anywhere. So, which one you want to try first?
Let's start with a red. Let's be adventurous. Woohoo!
You want to start with a Malbec?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay, so the Malbec is Tintillo. Tintillo, that's the name of it. Is
where your readers at?
In my purse. That's a good place to have them, right?
I was like, why are you holding it so far?
It's
like, I can't see that far.
Hush, Robin. It's Tintillo, and it's a Malbec.
This chilled?
Yeah. Well, it was in a car, so it's cold.
It's kind of cold.
Because we didn't take it out of the car, so it sat in the car overnight. So let's open it, and let's try it out. So for these small these wines, I only paid $3 for each can.
It sounds like a can of soda. Oh, it's dripping.
Oh,
my pants are black.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. You got workout clothes on. Thank you.
That I didn't work out. I
that slept. She didn't work out in.
I slept on the couch instead.
Okay, so let's smell it. It doesn't. Stop it. It smells peppery.
I just
we
cry.
All know that Robin loves, she loves red wine.
I don't want to drink it. I'm going to start crying.
Oh, it's like, good.
I'm scared.
This is good. It's nice and dry. We haven't had a Malbec yet.
Oh.
It's good.
Oh, I'm crying for nothing. It's fine. It's fine. Guys, it's fine.
Oh, it's here good. You go. It really is good.
Is that enough? That's not bad.
Yeah. All like right. I said, I got all of these cans for like $3. We don't know how much they normally run.
I can't imagine they're more than like five.
Some are. I've been in grocery stores where they're like, some are up to $8.
A can?
A can. Yeah. So.
What? Yeah. That's silly.
So we got a good deal on these.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No,
it's not weird bad. Aftershock.
What's the weird aftershock?
There was a weird flavor at the end. I don't know. Does it say what we're supposed to taste in it? Did that just fall out of your mouth?
No. I'm cleansing my palate with some cheese.
And it's made with Bonarda grapes, fermented as whole bunches.
Okay.
A young and fruity wine ideal for drinking chilled.
Oh, so that Malbec was supposed to be chilled.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, snob.
It's served chilled.
Snob.
Calvin, I read the can.
It's a red wine that's served chilled. Now, oh. Calvin does not think that red wine needs to be chilled.
It's better chilled. Thank
and
you.
That is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's not bad. No.
So would this turn you into a red wine drinker? Maybe.
It tastes like a hangover.
One can.
Yeah, that's all
and
I
these
need.
Are, and most cans are meant to be shared by two people.
What?
Yeah.
I can drink a whole bottle by myself and I have to share a can? That's stupid. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It doesn't say shareable on it.
I'm just saying. Oh, I read that somewhere.
How many? Well, I guess like a can of soda has like two servings in it technically, right?
Yes.
That's also stupid. That's why I get diet soda.
Why?
There's no calories, so I can drink as much as I want.
And no flavor either.
Yeah, well. Diet Dr. Pepper has flavor.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So do you want to stick with the reds or do you want to go to a white? Let's stick with the reds.
Yep. Let's just do that.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Okay. So the next one is called Man Can.
Man can. Who can? The man can.
The man can. And this is just like a red wine.
It's a table wine?
Yeah. Like this was like, well, you know what? This was actually cheaper than $3. This one was.
As it should be. You can get a soda from a vending machine for like a dollar. I'm just saying they should make these in the vending machines. A wine vending machine. Where is it? They have champagne vending machines.
Where are you seeing that?
I don't know. It's probably Vegas.
Oh,
I've
never
been
there
so much.
Oh, well, your grandparents live there.
I was a child when I went.
But they don't let kids into the casinos, though, right?
I was very mature looking. I'm just kidding. I don't know. No, we went to a Cirque du Soleil show.
I think it was
like family friendly. I don't think I went into the actual casinos.
Oh, okay. No.
Strip clubs. Wait up. Hold on.
What?
Wait.
What?
This says, this man can was sought up by a guy who lives in an old firehouse, walks to work with his dog, has two bikes and a trike, and wanted to move beyond stemware. At ManCam, we believe wine is for drinking, not pairing, and our notes are more rock than classical.
All right. So you're saying the man can is a man's wine.
Basically, that is what this is.
This is for a man. It's a man can.
It's a man can.
Just smell it. It smells good.
Yeah.
What do you pick up?
Oh, there's a dog and a firehouse on it. That's cute. I would choose this one.
It's oaky. It's very oaky. Mm. No?
It smells like eggs.
What?
Like raw eggs.
What?
Sorry.
It does not smell. It's very oaky smelling. That's sweet.
Ew.
A sweet man.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that one. I don't know. Should we have aired these out too?
No, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I need to get an aerator. Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not feeling that one. Mm-mm. This is a little sweeter. I think this is by a man who thinks that a woman wants sweet red wine. How about you?
No man should drink that. No person. Or dog.
But it's a red, it's a table wine.
A lot of table wines are sweeter. Yeah.
So.
I feel like there's probably cherry or something in there.
Yeah, I taste cherry. It smells oaky, but it tastes sweeter. Stop, Robin.
I'm sorry.
No?
No, I don't like that one. I like the Malbec better than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I can't really get behind sweet wines, and it's not me being a snob. If I'm going to drink wine, I feel like I like the drier ones.
That pairs good with the dip.
Oh, the jalapeno dip?
Yeah, we got some jalapeno. This is a special kind of cheese. It's Jarlsberg.
Huh?
It's Jarlsberg. Jarlsberg?
Maybe the J is silent.
Maybe it's Jarlsberg. Cheese. And it's like jalapeno, spicy.
It's not super spicy.
It's not, but it goes good with that man can.
Hand me a cracker. I'm going to try this out.
It mellows out the sweetness of the wine to me.
Can you heat it up? Can you make it like a...
Yeah, that would be good if you stuff it with some chicken.
Ooh, yeah. That would be good.
That would be really good.
Okay, let's get this.
We got our cheeses and the crackers from Kroger's. And once again, like I said, if you want to do a char board, you don't really have to spend a lot of money on it.
Mm-mm.
And we have like an array of cheeses and fruits and meat.
I even brought my Cheez-Its.
Because she is being classless.
We're drinking wine out of cans. I kind of figured Cheez-Its would go well, but that's okay.
So what do you think after eating the jalapeno dip with the wine? It kind of mellows it out a little bit. That just goes to show you that sometimes you need something a little spicy to mellow out the sweetness.
Yeah, I don't believe him when he says wine is for drinking, not pairing.
Yeah.
Especially not this one. He got that wrong. I don't know. There is a weird after flavor on this one that I just can't pinpoint.
Right.
I don't know.
But this is definitely sweeter, so... For our sweet wine listeners, I think that y'all will love Man Can for a red wine.
Man Can. Shut up and drink.
Yeah. That's what it says, shut up and drink?
Yeah. Shut up and drink.
Like I said, I guess this is something that a man would think that a woman will want. Sweet wine.
Well, they got it all wrong.
They did.
Well, maybe some women would like it.
There are a lot of women who like sweet wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
This one, tangent, rosé.
Okay,
ooh.
So we're going to go for a rosé.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess we need to say where are these wines being made out of, manufactured from.
Tintillo is, jeez Louise.
It's from where?
Argentina.
Mm. Where Malbecs are from.
But it's packed in Sonoma, California.
Okay.
Man can. I don't really care.
Robin.
Just kidding. Sebastopol, California.
Okay.
I don't know if I said that correctly.
I don't know.
Oh, we don't. You missed the man can?
You know, we don't pronounce things correctly around here.
Oh,
don't waste.
Well, I just did. Sorry. Damn it. This one's from Napa.
Okay. Let's try.
I think I have a napkin in my purse somewhere.
The coloring.
You like the man can?
Mm-mm. It's too sweet for Calvin, too. Ooh, thank you.
This is pretty.
It's pretty. It's a blush. It's a deep blush. I don't know about the smell. Smells strong. This is more acidic.
Oh, it's kind of florally smelling.
It's acidic.
Oh, I kind of like that.
It's dry.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. No. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I like it better than the other two.
You like it better than the Malbec?
Yes.
Oh, well.
But I'm partial to.
To rosés.
Rosés, exactly. I gave myself too much of a pour. Mike's going to be so mad at me.
You got to finish, though.
I have so much stuff to get done. I can't do it when I'm drunk.
Like last week, Robin went home and drank her two bottles of Brut Rosé.
I was supposed to do stuff and then got drunk and then we watched the Super Bowl and Mike was like, why are you so drunk? I was like, I don't know. I had a bad headache the next day. Oh, when I walked into work, I was like, why am I here? I need to go home.
You didn't play it off very well. Not like me.
Yeah, you can suck up your hangovers. I've not lived long enough to do that, I guess. I have like the slight inconvenience of a headache, and I'm like, ugh.
We both had a week last week. Mm-hmm. I had my mediation for my divorce,
but now it's over.
It's over.
You can breathe.
I can breathe, but I did get drunk on Tuesday night, though.
I did too, honestly. I was like, wait, what did I do on Tuesday night?
You miss me because I wasn't at work.
I always miss you when you're not at work.
Yeah. But I'm a single lady.
Ooh, I'm going to set you up.
No, you're not. I'm good.
I know all the single men.
I'm good. I'm good. I don't need to be set up.
No. Enjoy the single life.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to enjoy the single life. Me and Odie.
You and Odie.
My baby. Yeah. Anywho, let's try some more wines.
Hold on. You're going too fast.
I drank fast.
Mm-hmm. I made a little mess.
Whoopsies. What's new? You are messy, Marvin.
Oh, my gosh. We ate chips and stuff on the couch last night, and I got up and moved the blanket, and all the chip crumbs were, like, in the crevice of the couch.
And what did you do?
Mike was like, this is why we can't have nice things. And I was just like, well.
He sounds more like your mother than your husband.
He knows I'm messy. That's why when he's gone.
That's the charm of you, Robin.
Well, I mean, when he comes back from like a business trip or something and like finds like whole pretzels in the bed.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of understand.
But see, you're going to be getting your dog, Murray, pretty soon. So Murray just eat whatever, you know, you don't eat. That's what dogs are good for. Yeah. Every time I get up, Odious is like around me, like what?
Like a vacuum, like give me all your crumbs. Mike said we can't give him human food.
Yeah, right. Who doesn't give their dog human food? I think we all do that. We don't give them a lot, but we give it to them, you know.
That's I think we have a friend that like their dog had a really sensitive stomach and somehow. Like, we had a barbecue or something. I don't know who. Maybe I'm making this up. But they had eaten, like, tons of hot dogs and then had, like, explosive diarrhea later on in the night. And they were like, who fed the dog? But then, like, get jumped up and, like, I'm not wanting to look forward to that part.
Well, just don't, all the poop. Don't let anybody feed your dog. Mm-mm. For one. Because you don't want him taken from anybody anyway. So you don't let anybody feed
your
dog. You
don't know what people do. They can poison.
I know. They can try to poison your dog. And we don't want that to happen.
Does that
evil people? There's a lot of evil people in this world. So, what you want to try next?
What do we got?
We got white just a white table wine, Sauvignon Blanc, and your fave Chardonnay.
Let's do the Chardonnay.
You want to do Chard first?
Yeah.
What?
I know. Okay.
And this is by the original house wine. So it's American Chardonnay. So maybe it'd be a little different than, you know.
Crisp, clean, and fruity. Where is it from? Let's see.
It's American.
Well, that
it was made in America.
Made in California, America. Of course.
Of course. And the Chardonnays that we had before were they American? I can't remember.
Was that like our first episode? I can't
Second
remember.
Second episode.
I can't remember that far back.
Like you were such an old lady.
I know. Two days ago. Thank I don't lady. Know what I did 2 days ago.
This smells more oaky. Stop, Robin.
I don't know about this one.
It's not bad. It is crisp.
Oh, it's got an interesting flavor.
Yeah. This is not bad.
No. I could get down with this.
This is crisp. It doesn't. And oaky. It smells, it's more oaky.
But it doesn't have that Chardonnay flavor that.
What is the Chardonnay flavor?
I don't know. Something I did not like.
Anyway.
This is good.
This
I like
is
it.
Good.
Not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
And see, you was being a snob about cans.
Whatever. I like cans.
A beer.
Yeah. Well. You know they make cocktails in cans now? Like, you can get, like, your, is it a Russian mule? Is that right? A mule? Whatever. You can get mules in cans and, like, gin and tonic and,
I thought they always had stuff like that in cans.
It's, like, this certain brand, though. And I've been wanting to try it, but we don't have them here.
Where did you see it?
I think it was, like, an ad on Instagram.
So, it's, like, what? Seagram's make them? Or
no,
who?
No, it's,
It's not by a liquor company.
No, I don't think so. But then they've got, like, a vodka tonic. Like, anything you can think of, they've got it in a can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of a cool idea. I was like, oh, like.
But how much alcohol is in one can, I wonder?
I don't know, because, I mean.
How much alcohol are in these wine cans?
So, this one has, the Chard has no alcohol. It's alcohol-free. 12.5.
Okay. That's a lot for a can.
Yeah. I want to say, like, my spiked seltzers, I have Bud Light ones at home right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're 5%, which is like a beer.
Yeah. Because, I mean, most, unless you drink an IPA, most beers don't have that much alcohol in it.
No. Mm-mm.
But I like this. This is good.
Too.
So far, I enjoy all four of the ones that we have tried.
I think the sweet one's the last on my list.
Yeah, because you don't like sweet ones.
You but don't either.
I don't, but I'm taking one for the
I'm
team.
Not a snob.
I'm
you
taking
are
one.
The wine snob.
Enthusiast, that's the difference.
Okay, fine.
But I'm taking one for the team. I'm looking out for our Moscato drinkers. You know?
We got to have
need,
an open mind.
They need love, too. I'm just letting you know. They need love, too.
Just go drink a juice box. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
Capri Sun, perhaps. Have you seen those, the adult juice boxes? It's like a Capri
no.
Sun, and you put vodka in it.
No. And where'd you see that? On Instagram, too?
Nah, I had one.
Where'd you buy it?
I didn't. You make them.
Oh, so you get like a Juicy Juice, so a Capri Sun, mm-hmm. and you actually put your own liquor in it.
Like you cut it, and then you put the vodka in there, and then drink it with a straw. It's
really?
Actually really good.
Capri Suns with vodka? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tito's? Put some Tito's in there?
Yeah. I love Tito's. I'm a Tito's girl.
Try it. I mean.
Maybe when I, when it get a little warmer.
It is like a good chilled summer
right.
drink.
And like, I think these kind, these canned wines are perfect for the beach.
Yeah. I mean, usually I don't drink wine on the beach just because. I like things that are really light.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're in the sun and you start drinking.
Right.
You can be like, you lose count.
Right.
Anyways, if you have, I feel like these would be really good on the beach, though, because
yeah.
they're not heavy
like,
all.
These would have been perfect for Super Bowl for
yeah.
the ladies.
Yeah. Have a cooler full of them.
Cooler full of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. perfect for the ladies.
Ladies, just not the man can.
Stop, Robin.
There's something in my eye. I think it's my makeup.
From last night.
Yeah, I haven't taken my makeup off.
Which one you want to try next?
Let's do the funky looking can.
Euphlora. This is a pretty can.
It is. I would definitely have bought that one.
Yeah. See, that's $7.98. So
what? It better be good.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we buy these bottles. Cans,
but I'm just saying, some of these canned wines are expensive, you know? But it depends on the maker, I'm thinking. And none of them are that bad either.
But you can get a bottle of wine.
But if you just want to try something different and you don't want to buy a whole bottle of something.
That's true.
This would be good. Especially for our listeners who are just really starting out buying wines.
You're right.
I'm
like
just
trying to explore,
trying
experiment.
Trying to explore and experiment. Like, you're not a big red wine drinker, right? And you say, hey, I want to try some red wine. So, what you going to do? You're going to buy a can because you won't waste it. You know what
right.
I mean?
No, you're right. I'm sorry. This smells like
What?
A sewer.
It does not smell like a sewer.
It does.
It's more melon. No, I smell melon.
It's like it smells like the air when the paper companies are like, you know, when you walk out of your house in Savannah and you're like,
what's that smell?
And it's the paper companies.
It's international paper.
Yeah. It's the paper mills. I'm telling you.
That's sweet.
Ew, I don't want to try it then.
And very acidic.
Holy crap.
It's sweet and very acidic.
That is. Yeah. It tastes like, it has a very strong flavor of grape. I mean,
it's not bad.
No, it's not bad. I think the smell of it, this is why I can't smell wines. Like, I feel like I can't smell wines because
why?
The smell never matches how it tastes. Like 90% of the time, it doesn't match. But,
and once again, we're not snobs. Mm-mm. And I think that's how the average person is when they drink wine. I think so. It's like, I never, until we started doing this podcast, I never used to smell my wine. I just went pour it and drink it.
I mean, I smell everything else, but I've never smelled wine until like recently.
You smell liquor?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's annoying because then I'm like, ugh. Oh, I can't do a shot of that. Oh.
But yeah. And when you take wine classes, they always tell you, oh, smell the wine.
Because
tell
it's like all of your senses.
What aroma do you smell? And
I smell shit.
What do you taste?
Shit. That's good. They'd be like, Robin, you need to leave. But then everyone else would be like, oh, yeah, me too. I taste it too. I love wine. Okay, this, I mean, the smell of it is a little off-putting, I'm not going to lie.
It's good, though.
But it is
the more I drink it, the more I'm starting to like it.
It's a little bit on the sweeter side, but, like,
it's not overly sweet.
It almost has, like, a soda, kind of.
And that's probably how I would drink it, like a soda, because I'm a fast drinker.
Yeah, I don't,
not
I don't understand how you do that.
What do you mean?
Just like you drink your drinks so fast.
Yeah, like when we had a Christmas party year before last, you had your husband feeding me drinks. Like, oh, get her another one. Get her another one.
Yeah,
you remember
like,
that?
And you're like, I'm leaving. I'm like, no, you're not. And I was like, Mike, another one. And then finally, like an hour later, you're like, I'm leaving. Stumbling out the door.
I don't stumble, girl.
Oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. 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 I'm the one who stumbled out the door. They're like, turn the lights off. We're like, oh, we need to leave. Like,
but that is good. I like that one.
I like that one too. I do.
Once you get past the smell.
Yeah.
It smells very, like, to me, melons. I smell melons. It's a floral scent to it as well. You don't smell it. You still smell sewer.
I smell a paper mill. But a lot of people wouldn't understand what that smells like unless you live in Savannah or near a paper mill. No, like, it smells our house up. Like, in the morning, sometimes I'll wake up and I'm like, ugh.
What's that smell?
I'm like, something backing up in our apartment. Like, then I'll open the door. I'm like, oh.
It's outside.
It's IP.
Okay. So.
What's the last one?
The last one is Sauvignon Blanc. My cupcake. Are you a big fan of cupcake?
You know, I don't. What was the one we had that was not good and it was cupcake?
Was it a Prosecco?
It might have been.
I'm not crazy about that Prosecco.
I've had their.
I had their Pinot Grigio.
I like their Pinot Grigio. Yeah. But, I mean.
I've had their, also, they also make this, this red sparkling wine that is good.
I could be down with that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, I haven't had anything from them that I didn't like.
Yeah. Besides the Prosecco. I don't like the Prosecco.
Yeah. That was weird. What does it smell like? International paper again. God, can't get away from it.
Maybe the lining of the white ones have a different lining.
Or it's just eating away at the can and, like, we're going to get poisoning. Aluminum poisoning.
I don't know about the Sauvignon Blanc. I don't know about that.
Oh.
You like it?
Oh.
I don't know.
That goes down smooth.
It's dry.
And smooth.
And smooth. It is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm tasting, though. Can you pinpoint what you're tasting?
Not whatever it says on the can.
Tastes a little sour to me.
Citrus?
I don't taste. Maybe grapefruit.
Nectarine?
I don't know.
That's what it says.
I don't know about that, Robin.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah. There's something about it. It's just smooth going down.
It's very smooth.
Mm-hmm.
It's more sour tasting to me. So maybe it's a little bit more acidic.
It is. No, on the back of, like, the tongue. Didn't they just prove that whole taste bud thing not too long ago?
What they said about it?
Remember, like, when you're in school and you learned about the taste buds?
Right.
Like, the sides are, is that sweet? And then the front is salty or and the back is, like, bitter or something weird like that. I think they just proved that, like, the whole tongue as a whole tastes like everything. Like, there's no sections of your tongue that's just like, ooh, this is where you taste the sweetness.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. I think they just, I might have to Google that.
The reason why I believe that is because
a scientist.
When I had a cap put on my tooth.
Oh, my God. I thought you said cat.
Cap. Put on my tooth.
I was like, ooh, that's
You know, you scared to eat on that side.
Yep.
So, yeah. There's some truth to that. Because you're only eating on one side of your mouth. So, yeah.
I believe taste that. Everything everywhere, so.
Yeah. I think you're supposed to taste everything everywhere. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I might have to Google fact check myself, but.
About what?
I swear I just read that.
Mm. That turkey with that green Granny Smith apple is really good.
It's good with the pear, too.
We got some, like, chipotle turkey.
It's got a little heat to it.
Yeah, it's so good, though. Mm. Spore's head.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it's boar's head.
Boar's head's good.
It is so good. Mm. But we wrapped it around some green apple slices.
Oh, my God.
It's so good with the tang and the spice.
Oh, you know what we should get?
What?
Kroger will have, like, their curry chicken salad. Have you ever had that?
Oh, I love their curry chicken.
That would be
chicken.
Really good with some white wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love their curry chicken salad. Holy crap.
I had a dream about some curry chicken last night.
What?
Like, I had cooked some curry chicken.
I had a dream that, like, I had to do some things, otherwise I was going to die.
Like what?
I had to, like, find this key that opened this door that opened a safe. I don't know. It was weird.
What were you watching before you went to bed?
We watched Inception. We were talking
that's
about
probably why you had that dream about
probably. That. We were like talking about Inception at dinner, and we're like, we haven't watched it in a while. So we watched Inception. It's a long movie.
Who's in it? That's the one with Leo, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy.
Okay, that's all right. Mm. I don't need to know all that.
I love Cillian Murphy.
That's a guy from the Netflix show. What's the Pinky Blinders?
Oh, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
And 28 Days Later.
Yeah, yeah.
The zombie movie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's cute.
He is really cute. Oh, he was in Red Eye with Rachel McAdams. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
They're on, like, a red eye plane, and he's, like, a nice guy, but then, like...
He stalks her and try to kill her or something that's like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, you like those crazy movies because you're a little bit touched.
I love scary movies. I like, I like messed up movies is what I like.
Yeah, because you're a little psycho.
Probably. No, that movie that just came out last year, not Hide and Seek. It was like Ready or Not.
Yeah.
So good. It's a little messed up.
That's all right.
I like the movies where it's like messed up and then you're like, I need to watch something else.
And then you need to watch it before you go to bed. Otherwise, you're going to have crazy dreams.
Yep. Yeah.
But I didn't have a crazy dream last night. I just had a dream that I had cooked chicken curry.
Mike woke up the other day and he's like, I had a really bad dream last night. And he never like remembers his dreams. And I was like, oh my gosh, what'd you dream about? He's like, I cut my hair.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh.
That was a bad dream?
Yeah.
I have crazy dreams all the time. All the time. Mm. You know,
me too.
And I remember them.
Have you ever had a dream where, like, you've been shot?
Yeah.
I had a dream that I got shot in the head.
I had a dream that we got robbed and the person shot us.
At the bank?
Yeah.
I got shot?
Yeah, we all got shot.
Like, dead? Shot dead?
I don't know. I woke up after I got shot.
Nina! Your dream of us all getting shot.
We was getting robbed and then, you know, I don't know.
Do you think we get workers' comp for that?
I would be suing the bank for that.
I wonder if our buttons work.
Yeah, they work.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
But anyway. So, back to the wine.
Yeah.
And not to our crazy dreams. You want to go around again?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to go backwards or start from the red?
Let's start from the red.
Okay. Okay, okay.
I really enjoy that Malbec, though.
I like the Malbec.
Yeah. How much is left in that can then?
Enough for Calvin.
Okay.
Who's ignoring us? You want the can?
It is actually good. I really love this Malbec.
The Malbec.
And you refrigerate it.
It's kind of like a pretentious title, Malbec. Oh. I'll have the Malbec.
I don't think you had a good Malbec, so. Because that one Malbec, it's Alamos is really is a good Malbec, but because it sat there for maybe a year.
Sick.
It sat there for maybe a year or two. That's probably why.
I got so sick.
Wine does go bad, people. So.
And I wasn't puking.
You just had a headache. You had a headache. Oh, that kind.
Yeah, it upset my stomach like so bad.
It was bad wine. Listen,
it was so awful.
Wine goes bad if it's not in a controlled temperature area. It will go bad. So,
which is funny because I had a toaster oven in the trunk of my car for like over a year, and like one of our friends from Charleston gave it to us, and then I went into my trunk and I was like, "Oh man, this toaster oven!" And I opened it and I forgot that they had given me like little mini bottles of wine that I had
did. You drink it?
No, because it had been in there through, like, one of the hottest summers that we had in Savannah. Where it was, like, 115 degrees.
So it separated. Did it separate?
And I was like, I'm going to put them in my, like, fridge. And we had a party. And I was like, oh, I got these mini bottles. And they opened them. They're like, Robin, how old are these? I'm like, well, they're very old and they cooked in the sun. So we tossed them out. We did not drink them.
Yeah. It tastes like vinegar.
Did you cook with it?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I would cook it. I just throw it in the trash. You don't miss what you don't buy. Mm. It's like that. If somebody give you a gift and you don't use it and it goes bad, you don't miss what you don't buy.
You know what I was looking up the other day? Because I want to make my own like garlic, olive oil or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You can get really, really sick.
Because it can get rancid.
Yeah, it's like
oil can
like
turn
the
rancid.
Bacterias.
Right.
And I was like, never mind, I'm not going to make my own.
Especially if you don't store it properly. It's all about how you store it.
It's, what is it called? You can get,
It turns, oil turns rancid.
Something tine. What is that called?
What?
What? What is it called? Turpentine? No, it's like you can get sick, but it's like something tine.
We don't know.
It's like
you always do that. Like
what?
You know. And we're supposed to know what you're talking about. It's
you
like,
are.
You know.
You know.
No, we
you
don't
do know.
No, we don't.
You just
know.
Can't remember.
No, we don't know. What are you talking about?
What is the word? I'll think of it later. Anyways. You can get sick. You can get sick from anything these days.
Yeah, you can. You can get sick drinking behind people.
Huh?
You can get sick drinking
behind.
Is that
why you don't like...
That's why I don't drink behind you.
I'm never sick.
Yeah, you were sick a couple of weeks ago.
I was really sick.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
Anyway, on to the next one.
I don't need to retry the man can.
Me either.
Okay. Calvin, that's yours. You get the man
can. He
can
mix it. He can do a Robin and mix the two wines together.
Woo-hoo. Rosé.
Rosé all day.
Oh.
Just put it in there.
Oh, now it's like a dark rose. Oh, look. You ruined it.
That's good. That's a good rosé.
Half of it's on this table.
It's called Tangent Rosé Wine.
I do like the can of that one.
You like the can of that one and the white table wine.
Yes.
So if you saw those in the store, you would, I know definitely you would buy those too. And you would buy the man can because you like it because it has a dog on it.
And then I'd be like, well, I fucked up.
All you can do is just make some sangria out of it if you don't like it.
Well, it's already sweet, so.
All you have to do is just put a little bit of liquor in it, some fruits, and just put it in your fridge.
Some oranges.
You can even do that in a mason jar, basically.
You know what would be really good? You can make, no, never mind, it's made with white.
Oh.
There's a Christmas, sangria I found a recipe for, but it's made with white wine and it's got cranberries in it and like
white fresh fruit. Fresh cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
That part would be
so
good. But the cool thing about this, like if you just pour a little bit of this in a glass and you don't like it, you can go and get you a mason jar and make some sangria out of it so it won't go to waste.
And just gift it to somebody.
And gift it to somebody and write the recipe on the mason jar and give it as a gift. I thought that would be a cute idea.
That is a cute idea.
Especially for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day.
Mike doesn't drink wine.
But if you gave it to him as a sangria, put a little liquor in it, I bet he'd drink it.
Put some liquor on me. No? No? Nobody?
No.
Fine.
No. No.
I mean, it's sweet. It's like sugar.
No.
In the name of love.
No.
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 We're not celebrating Valentine's Day.
Say what?
Yeah.
Why?
I said what I said.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I mean, it's a day before I leave, so we went out yesterday.
That's your Valentine's dinner?
Yeah.
Tubby's?
You know what? I got their shrimp and grits, and I actually was kind of, like, disappointed.
Tubby's is a local restaurant here in Savannah. It's kind of like a Chili's.
I've never had, like, a bad meal there, but I've always gotten, like, the fried fish.
And you should have stuck with what you know.
No.
Oh, okay.
I got the shrimp and
they're known for their seafood. So it's like fried seafood. So, and chicken fingers. So if you come to Savannah, always get the chicken fingers or the fried seafood. Don't venture out.
Or go to, we were going to go to Barracuda Bob's.
That's where you should have went.
We should have. They have
the. No, what you should have went to was Vic's on the River. I went there because. This past week, there was restaurant week here in Savannah. And so, you know.
Well, that was like probably a little too pricey.
$35 and you got a glass of wine with your meal.
I mean, we went there for a wedding dinner.
Anyway, it's great. It was great. That's where you should have went for Valentine's Day.
We have a to-do list.
Of what? A to-do list of what?
Places to go.
Okay. Why wait? Tomorrow's not promised.
I'm gonna wake up tomorrow. Oh, here's something crazy I do.
What?
Because Mike thinks I'm really crazy.
You are a little psycho.
So when he goes out of town and I'm by myself.
Yeah. What do you do?
I set alarms like every hour.
Four.
So why? At midnight, at 1 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, at 3 o'clock, at 4 o'clock.
Why?
To make sure I'm not dead. So if I wake up to my alarm, I'm still alive.
Do you drink before you go to bed?
No. No. I'm crazy. Mike's like.
So you set an alarm to wake you up every hour. Why? When do you sleep?
In between the alarms.
It's something wrong with you. There literally is something wrong with you.
Mike's
Robin.
Like, why do you? I'm like, if I die, like, no one's going to know. You're going to come home to a corpse. See? And Mike's like, well, what if you don't wake up? I'm like, well, then I won't know because I'll be dead. And my alarm's supposed to be going off every hour on the hour.
How do you think of these things? How do you think of these things?
I don't know. I think it's my anxiety. I don't know. God. I'm weird. See, I'm more psycho than you knew.
Yeah, I see that. I'm pissed when Odie wakes me up like at 2 o'clock because he has to go out. And I'm like, dog, I have like 4 more hours to sleep. That's what I'm thinking about when I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm thinking about how many more hours of sleep I have before I actually have to get up.
I would wake up and be like, oh my God, my heart's still beating. Yes. Let's go, dog. Yeah. I would find the positive in it. Be like, okay. Oh, I'm alive.
So how about I let Odie come stay with you when Mike is out of town? And that way I can sleep through the night and not get, you know, nobody waking me up.
Gladly. I will take Odie.
No, don't worry. Murray's going to be waking you up.
Murray's going to be like, because his crate's going to be in our bedroom. So.
Okay.
What? At night when we're still potty training him?
Okay.
You know?
All right. We'll see.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's going to be up to your husband whether or not he wants a dog in the room with him at night. Especially if he has to wake up early in the morning to go to work and the dog is, like, whining because he got to go out.
Well, he's going to have to let him out when he gets up. And then 2 hours later, I'll get up and let him out.
We'll see how that works when you live with a man.
I do live with a man.
Okay, when you live with a man and you have a dog or a child, we'll see how that works. Okay, I don't have a child, but I always had a dog, and the dog slept on the same side as the man, but he would walk over to my side to get me up to let him out.
You know, Murray won't be able to jump into our bed. Murray's like 2 feet shorter.
I want to hear how this goes.
Okay,
even when I had my schnauzer, he slept on the same side as
Chris.
Okay, he's
not sleeping in our bed.
Okay. He slept in his bed on the same side as Chris, but he would walk around to my side of the bed and, like, hit the bed like, get your ass up. So we're going to see how that's going to work out.
You just grab him and be like, oh, shut up. Go to sleep. Smother him like, shh.
We're going to see how that turned out. I'm curious.
I'm going to be calling you and be like, fuck. This dog won't leave me alone. And you'll be like, I told you.
I told you.
And I'll be like,
We're going to see how that turned out. What is that?
The Chardonnay.
Just a little bit because I got things to do when I go home. That's enough. And I don't want to be tipsy.
Whatever. I get more things done when I'm tipsy.
No, you're just going to aggravate your husband more. When
he's
going to
be like, Robin, I told you. I'm like, <"Wee-hoo."> And then I'm going to pass out on the couch. No, I, like, did not mean to fall asleep yesterday. And, like, Mike had so many things to do. We were watching something. And I, like, had my arm, like, so his body was here. And my arm was, like, around him. Yeah. Kind of, like, holding him.
Yeah.
And I passed out.
Sleep, you started snoring.
I don't snore.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
No, Mike is the one who snores in my ear at night. He's like, and I like have to shove him
gently. I hope.
Oh no. when I get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, when I come back, he always has rolled over onto my side. So when I get in, I like take my feet
and
like,
push him.
I push him over, and he always like. We need a bigger bed.
A king size. You need a king size bed. So Murray can jump in the bed with you.
I would gladly cuddle that little kid. Kid? What? Dog.
That is going to be your kid until you have a real one. It's preparing you for when you have kids.
Kids.
Yeah. Anywho. So, what's your favorite?
We haven't gone through all of them.
Yes, we have.
No, we didn't do this one.
Yes, we have.
Or this one.
Yes, we have.
No, we haven't. Nina.
Robin.
We haven't gone through all of them.
I have.
On a second time.
I think my favorite one, though, is the Malbec. And I think your favorite one is the Sauvignon Blanc, right?
Yes.
You don't know which one is what.
I was like, where is it? And then I like the rosé.
Then the rosé. Then I like the house wine, the Chardonnay. Chardonnay. Then the, I think I like the, white wine.
This one?
The Euphora.
That's the same for me, too.
And then the Mancan is our least favorite.
We will not take a picture of that one.
Robin. It's not bad, people. Don't believe Robin. It's not bad.
It's not great.
It's not bad either. So the Malbec is your favorite? I thought that maybe the Sauvignon Blanc was your favorite.
Mm-mm. I like the...
You like the what?
I like the Malbec, honestly. Like,
and you're not a red wine drinker, so nope. I'm surprised about that.
I'm growing up, baby.
You are. You're growing up. Yeah. Mm. I love Malbec, so.
It's not bad.
Yeah. It is not. And like I said, you can find these canned wines anywhere. We just happened to find them at Lucky's. But.
And they were cheap.
And they were cheap.
It was a deal, and that's what we look for.
Deals.
Deals.
10 and under. So I actually went to Lucky's, and I got 6 cans as well as 7 bottles of wine for $28. So I think I did pretty good.
What? You got 7 bottles of wine? Are they still unopened?
Of course. Of course.
How many bottles of wine do you have in your house at a time, unopened?
I keep one, so 12 bottles.
Do you have a nice, like, wine?
I actually have, like, a little wine. I have, a bar that my mother-in-law bought me. And I also have, like, a wine rack.
Oh.
So, yeah. I always keep wine. I keep liquor in my house. That's just something that I do, especially since I cruise a lot. So every time I go on a cruise, I buy liquor because it's cheaper to buy liquor on a cruise ship than it is to buy in a store or different outlets because they don't charge you tax.
Oh.
So I keep a stocked bar. You know, you never know when you're having company or just, you know. Or sometimes when I'm making something special because I do enjoy cooking. So when I make something special, I like to have a cocktail, not necessarily wine sometimes.
Yeah.
And this is how I grew up. We always had beer and wine and liquor in the house.
Just in case people
came over, you know.
So it's not like, do you want something to drink? We have water.
Exactly.
Maybe some whole milk.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I like to host sometimes. Sometimes I want to be left alone. But sometimes I do like to host, and so you got to have stuff when people come over.
That is true. We need to get an actual bar. We just have, like, the shelf that has – we would not be able to entertain you, Nina. We have a lot of brown liquor.
You're right. You wouldn't be able to entertain me.
I think we have
some. But I do have brown liquor in my liquor cabinet because not everyone drinks white liquor. So, like I said, when you host, you're going to have stuff for every – like, basically.
Well, anytime we've had, like, clear liquor, I've used it in Jello shots because we'll have it around for so long because we drink a lot of bourbon. And so we have like white rum, vodka, tequila. I just mix it all together and throw it in some Jello shots.
You like your company to be drunk, apparently, when they leave your house.
Well, I just, no. Well,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, a little. just a little.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll leave sooner.
Yeah. But yeah, so like I said.
That's a good idea.
I used to entertain a lot. And so therefore, I got into the habit of just having a lot of stuff, different varieties of stuff for people.
That's a good idea. Because you don't know what people are going to like. Maybe they're not into beer. Maybe they're more into wine. Or maybe they want vodka or bourbon. Like,
right. So I keep a stock bar.
You're an actual adult.
I think so some days.
I'm just waiting for that to happen with me. I'm like, when am I going to be an actual adult?
Like, you could come over to my house and I would have some Maker's Mark for you.
Oh, thanks. Do you have some ginger ale for me to mix it with? Do you have mixers? Do you keep mixers on hand?
I don't. I usually keep ginger ale because of upset stomachs.
Oh, yeah. That's
the reason why I would keep, like, ginger ale. But actually, no, I don't have anything. But I do have some Coke that you can mix it with.
Oh, there we go. I don't think I've had bourbon and Coke in a very long time. I think Mike just, for Christmas, his mom sent, like, the 12 days of Christmas. But it was, like,
bourbons.
It was, like, Jim Beam.
Right.
And some of them he mixed with Coke. So we had Coke for a while in our fridge.
Yeah. But I'm saying that's like being a good hostess.
Yeah.
You know, you always prepared when you have company. So
you got to have snacks. You got to have alcohol.
And I have snacks and I always keep alcohol.
When I come over, I will never be disappointed.
No, you ever come over to my house, but I'm going to have to move though. So
I'll have to come over before you move.
Before I move.
Yeah. I got to meet Odie in person.
Good luck with that, because he's going to tower over you and probably charge at you. He don't like anybody. He don't like anybody coming near me. He's very protective.
But I'm like a cute little white person.
Okay.
He'll be like, she's harmless.
Okay. And?
What's your voice for Odie?
The same voice that I have for you.
Oh. Don't like talk to him in like a.
I sent you a video of me and Odie because you said, oh, Robin was like badgering me about, oh, I want to see Odie. I want to see Odie.
I was drunk.
Were you? Okay.
When was that? Was that Sunday?
Yeah, that was last
week.
Yeah,
I was.
So I videotape Odie for Robin.
He's like charging.
And he's charging towards me. And I'm like, say hey to Robin. And then they say, I know he's like jumping on me because he's a very affectionate dog.
He's a Doberman.
He's a Rottweiler.
Sorry.
He's very affectionate. So it's like anytime I call him, he wants to be all up on me. And
he's like, oh, you're going to love me today? Yes.
And I'm like, don't jump on me. Don't jump on me.
You're like, da, da, da.
Yeah.
Get down.
And I have my pet like, get off of me, dog. And he just charged at me because somebody wanted to see him.
Well, I'm sorry. He's cute. He got those cute little puppy dog eyes.
He does. He does it to me sometimes. But anywho, so.
Wine.
Back to the wine.
Did you drink your other one?
Yes.
No, that one.
Okay, I will.
I got stuff to do. I can do it.
We're going to see how this Sunday end tomorrow when I go to work and say, Robin, what did you do yesterday?
Well, you see.
Then her husband going to be mad at me because she came home a little tipsy.
Do not come home drunk.
No more podcast for us.
You're cut off. Whatever.
I'm a bad influence.
I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
Okay. But you're still married.
Ain't no man control me.
It's about respect. It's not about control. We got to respect each other.
I do.
Because we want to have a healthy relationship.
I have a healthy relationship.
That's the goal, is to have a healthy relationship. You don't want to be like me, divorce.
We'll talk in about 20 years. We'll
about
see
what?
Where we're at.
Okay. Hopefully you still be happily married.
I hope so.
That's the goal.
I can only hope so.
That's the goal, to stay happily married.
In 20 years, we'll have at least one child in college.
Okay. Stop it, Robin.
That's weird. Maybe college won't be a thing in 20 years. Maybe you'll be like, you don't have to go to college.
Well, you don't have to go to college nowadays. You can do anything that you want, you choose to do, you know? I mean, there's people who, like, don't have an education but make $100,000 a year.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I mean, I think, to me, college is only for, like, if you're going to be an attorney, a doctor, or a teacher. That's the only people who need to go to college.
Social workers have to go to college.
They don't need to go to college. I don't think they should go to college.
No, me neither. If you're compassionate,
you can do it. That's just my opinion. Where'd
you go? What'd you major in?
I was psychology, but then it turned into business admin.
You know what?
Right. I'm not even utilizing it because I work at a bank. So, I mean,
I majored in social work and I'm working at a bank.
So college is not for everybody.
I mean, when I was in college, I was like, this is great. Like, I know I'm not going to make any money as a social worker.
Right. The only way that you're going to make money in my major was psychology. Mm-hmm. So the only way that you're going to make money is if you go for your doctorate.
And then you become a therapist.
And you become a therapist. Yeah. But then you got so much student debt.
Yeah. That so it's it doesn't like, even, like, equal out at the end.
Yeah, it doesn't. So, like I said, the only people who I think should go to college are doctors, attorneys, and teachers. Mm-hmm. Nobody else should waste their time. That's just my opinion, people. So do not email or Instagram anything about what I said. This is my opinion.
With me, when I worked at that group home, they started me at $9.50, and that was with...
And you had a degree.
I had a bachelor's degree.
Right. Isn't that crazy? You know?
I mean, I got experience. I realized that was not what I wanted to do. But it wasn't worth working doubles all the time.
Right. Well, you live and learn, and that's what life is about.
Then I went to a bank, and I've been there ever since.
Yeah. And I think the goal in life, people, is to do what you enjoy. Like, we enjoy talking about wine. I enjoy traveling. You enjoy traveling. And
I would love to get paid for doing both.
Hello. But that's the goal that we want to get in our lives. You know what I mean?
But I think if you're happy doing something
that you love, that's all that matters.
I mean, I enjoy doing what I do at work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's, like, stressful, but I don't take it home with me. No. And I think that's a plus.
You should never take anything home with you at night because...
Well, I take this drunkenness home with me. It'd be more worth it if I were getting paid for it.
Yes. Yes. But life is about living. Mm-hmm. And like I always say, tomorrow is not promised. So why not drink great wine and travel?
Why not? Wine.
Why not? And that's our goal in life, to help y'all figure out what is the best wine to try that's under $10.
Whether you're making it or not.
Exactly.
Everyone loves a good deal.
I know I do. Mm-hmm. So, our favorite, it was the Malbec by Tintello, right?
Yep. And then we have different second favorites. I liked the,
I think you liked the cupcake better than I like the cupcake. Yep. So, my second was the Original House wine.
Yes.
Your second
was the cupcake.
Sauvignon Blanc. Our third was the rose. We both agree on that one.
And then. Euphoria.
Right.
The house white wine. Wait, no, that was a house white wine. This was just.
No, that is a house white wine. Euphoria was a house white wine.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then the man can was our last.
He just should not, can't.
It's not that bad. That's man can't. It's not that bad. Man can't. It's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little too sweet for my liking, but.
Yeah.
Whatever. Forever.
Yeah. But, try them out. Canned wines is a great way to try something different if you never had them.
Fits perfectly in a koozie.
Yeah. It has a lot of alcohol in it, though, for a can. 12% is a lot of alcohol.
Try them all. No? You don't like that one?
Our producer is trying it now.
You didn't try the Euphoria. I know, that one's good, isn't it?
Which one?
The Sauvignon Blanc. And that one's good.
The Euphoria is good. And like I said, even though I got these from Lucky's, which, you know, certain stores were going out of business. You can find these anywhere, basically. And I don't know why more people don't try canned wines. Because it's a good way to try something different.
I always see them in the little boxes, but never just...
I think I actually like the cans better than I like the boxes. Because I've had wine out of boxes, but I actually like the cans better.
They have the wine spritzers that are in cans. Have you seen those ones?
No, but why would you buy a wine spritzer? Well, all you can do is just...
Well, I'm just saying... For our listeners.
Okay.
The wine spritzers. You don't know who or what or why people like what they like.
Right. And, okay. So, anyway. They're perfect for the summer. Mm-hmm. They're perfect for any time. If you just, you know, want to try something different, try a canned wine. Instead of buying a whole bottle.
Individual, even though it's for two.
It's for two.
Individual.
Right. And I thought they were going to have, like, more of a alumina taste to it, but it didn't.
No? We'll find out later if we're sick.
We're not going to be sick.
You just never know these days.
We're not going to be sick.
There might be some coronavirus smothered on them. Did they come from Asia? We don't know.
They're California ones.
But they could have gone over and then back and then.
That's your anxiety. Can you
My immune system is a beast.
Okay. But anyway, so what's the next wine for the next episode, you think? Are we going to try the cabs or do you want to do something different?
Well, let's do the cabs.
You have a look on your face like, I really don't want to do cabs.
I'm going to have to cry beforehand and then, like, I'll try the cabs.
Do you want to do it like a Cien Blanc?
No.
You sure you want to do cabs?
Yeah, we've done so many, like, light, like, white and then rosés.
Well, like, on this one, we did reds as well as white, so.
Nope, cabs.
Okay.
I've decided.
Okay. So, next episode, we do Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignons. Cabernets Sauvignons.
And so, are we going to do this on location?
Yes. Okay. Where are we going?
Are
we going to Tandem?
Tandem. We're going to do it at Tandem. Okay. One of the local bars here in Savannah.
Should we do it during a weekday so it's quieter?
You're going to do it on a weekday?
Huh? Yeah. Let's do it on a weekday.
Okay. So we're going to go on location, which is usually kind of fun. Usually.
If he has some snacks. That don't have nuts in
at Tandems, they do have small plates. So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So Tandem, we will do our
next
shards.
Podcast. Yeah. And we do our Cabernets.
Cabernet. Sorry. I don't know why I say shards.
And we're going to get them to maybe make us a cocktail out of some wine.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We got this.
We got it. So, what'd you think about canned wines? Would you buy them?
Yep. I'd make my own little six pack, chill them, because I chill all of my wine. I got to have
too.
It all cold. But
I do too. Calvin the Great does not agree with.
Oh, he liked that one.
Which one did he like? Euphlor, which is a white table wine. Okay. But he liked the Malbec, too. Didn't he like the Malbec? Okay.
Except for the man can.
So even
the man didn't like the man
our
can.
Our producer enjoyed all of them, except for man can, because, you know, it's a little too sweet.
I think it's just for a particular palate.
The Moscato lovers. Stop.
Trash can. Yes!
No.
He said it's for the trash can.
He's a snob, y'all. Don't pay him no attention. But the man can is for... more rum and Scotto lovers. Hey, we have something for everybody here at Two Chicks Whining.
Everybody.
So, if y'all have any questions, give us an email at Two Chicks Whining. That's TWO, Two Chicks Whining.
At gmail.com.
And we also have Instagram, Two Chicks Whining, TWO. Hit us up. Give us some suggestions on some wines that we have not discussed on our podcast. We'll try them out. No?
I'm I'm trying to think what we haven't tried.
A lot. There's a lot of wines out there we haven't tried. So just tell us what you think about the show, what we can do to improve it. Mm-hmm. No?
Yep. Yep, okay. Yep.
All right. So
we are over and out.
Over and out. Over and out.